Well, shares in B-Sky B have fallen heavily after the company lost the rights to screen Champions League football from 2015 to BT for nearly £900 million, shares diving around about 10% during the day. Let's get the thoughts on that and the rest of the day's financial news with our man at the trading floor of Alpari, James Hughes. James, they've dived 10%, the shares, quite a significant amount for B-Sky B. And this seems to have been taken as a big blow by the city.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the fact that there's two real things here that we've seen. We've seen, of course, the fact that B-Sky B have obviously lost this deal and seen their shares dive and what it means for B-Sky B. And on the other hand, what it means for BT as well. The fact that they've been able to afford this deal and look set to continue their push with football on their new sporting channels. But this is definitely being seen as, number one, a big blow for B-Sky B. And the fact this is the first time that any UK broadcaster has bought the sole rights to air all 350 Champions League and Europa League fixtures. So it's an absolutely huge deal with absolutely huge amounts of money. And of course, it just shows you the popularity of the Champions League and European football, just to see how much this means to B-Sky B and the fact their shares have fallen over 10%, which is a huge amount.
The question is really whether this is a game changer in the market as far as rights are concerned, but also whether BT can actually afford this. Their pre-tax profits of 6 months, I think reported a couple of weeks ago, were around about the same amount they've just paid for these rights over 3 years. So it's a massive investment. It's a little bit of a gamble, isn't it?
Well, it's definitely a gamble because, of course, it's a huge amount of money to spend, and of course BT have already come out with their with buying ESPN and the Premier League rights off of those to show some Premier League football this year. So, I mean, and obviously the difference between what BT are offering and what Sky are offering, of course, is that the BT Sport channel that these things are broadcast on is free to air. But of course, the added point to that is that you have to have BT broadband enabled to get these channels. So it's whether enough people will switch and see it worthwhile switching their broadband provider to BT in order to get Champions League football. However, the viewing figures and the amount of money spent on Premier League and Champions League television rights before the BT have come into into this was astronomical then. So it shows that it's an absolutely huge deal and brings over huge numbers in terms of viewing. So obviously BT are pinning all of their hopes on the fact that this will prove to be fruitful. And I think the way you look at it, I mean, it does seem to be working at the moment with the Premier League money and the fact that it is considered that BT can afford this Champions League deal. And it's also touted around that BT can afford more when it comes back to the new Premier League television rights when that gets renegotiated.
Indeed, that will be interesting to see what happens when the negotiations start for Premier League rights, because surely Sky won't want to lose those as well. And that would be a major trauma for the company, which has really made its name on Premier League football and its massive profits that it's made over the last couple of decades, mainly down to Premier League football, some would even suggest, even though they do have some good programmes. And I'm wondering whether BT will have deep enough pockets to actually match Sky for Premier League, because they're not going to let those go, are they? Surely.
Well, that's the point now, of course, that now BT have taken the sole rights for Champions League and Sky now have £900 million burning a hole in their pocket to spend on something to replace the Champions League football, because of course they're going to have to do something to replace this huge income, this huge earner, which was the Champions League football. So the natural move towards that would be to spend all their money, all of this money, on Premier League rights and take that totally away from BT. And this is the power that Sky have and B-Sky B have, is the fact that they have the power, or it was seen in the past that they had the power to blow all the other broadcasters out of the water with the amount of money that they could spend on Premier League rights. Now, this is where we talk about this being a game changer, because BT are the first company to come in that has similar financial power, or seems to have similar financial power in this area. Of course, the terrestrial television channels, the BBC, ITV. They have nowhere near the money to bid in these sorts of ways. So it's going to be very interesting when it comes down to those Premier League rights. Will Sky go all guns blazing and blow everyone out the water, or have BT got the money to go for the Premier League rights as well? It's a big battle, almost as intriguing as the Premier League itself.
In other news, James, some worrying figures as far as the employment situation is going on in this country. We've got the high street shoe chain Barrett's entering administration for a third time. That seems to be about 1,000 jobs at risk. And Flybe, the Exeter-based airlines, announced plans to cut 500 jobs across its business. And that's despite returning a profit.
Yes, well, of course, with Barrett's, it straight away, of course, still shows the problems that we're having on the high street in terms of retailers. And we always talk about GDP and these various different things when it comes to measuring the strength of the economy. But what you need to find out is how are the public behaving when they go to the high street, when they put their hand in their pocket? What's going on? What are the trends? And, of course, the fact that Barrett Shoes has now gone into administration, another one of those big high street names, of course, we've seen a lot of them struggle, Woolworths, HMV, all of these big names that we've seen go recently. It just shows that the high street is not turning itself around. Now, of course, that can't just be blamed on the fact that you've got of the poor economic climate. Of course, you've got the movement to online shopping and the fact that retail, the high street retailers, are struggling anyway. But still, that's a huge amount of jobs to lose. And of course, unemployment is the real big sticking point at the moment. And of course, with Flybe as well, the aviation industry is one that hasn't ever really recovered from the lows of 2008. It struggled to get to recover itself around and get passenger numbers back up. But of course, with the aviation industry as well, you have things like oil prices, which cause so many problems. And the fact that they're now making money shows that they're and losing jobs on the other side shows that the fact they are making money can be largely down to a lot of cost-cutting measures.
Okay, James Hughes from the trading floor of Alpari. Thank you very much.
Thank you.